Hello everybody and welcome to this program, which is the Sunday sermon, which happens to be on the feast of Christ the King. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, welcoming you to this program. The solemnity, another way of saying the feast, of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of the Universe, was established by Pope Pius XI in 1925 as an anecdote to secularism, which leaves God out of people's thinking and living and organizes his life or their life as if God did not exist. The feast is intended to proclaim in a striking and effective manner Christ's royalty over individuals, families, societies, governments, and nations. I like to use the theme today, Jesus Christ is a king of our life, a king with a difference. Maybe the following is a way people look at Christ. Some might laugh and say that they don't care who Christ is. It may be said by some that this was a good man who lived 2,000 years ago and who got caught up in a political wrangle and subsequently was killed or crucified, which was a way of executing people at that time and in that area of the world. That explains all those crosses that we see from time to time in our modern day world. Now, the more interested person, or curious one, should we say, might say that all this is true, but somehow he rose from the dead after dying on the cross. We know this because the Church tells us, and it must be true, as they claim to be in existence since the time of this man. We also see the change in his followers, who ran away at the time of his death, except for John the Apostle and some women, including Jesus' mother. Now, these same people are not cowards anymore after the resurrection. In fact, they become different in a good way, and many were tortured and also were thrown to the lions in the Colosseum in Rome, for instance, because of their belief in this man, Jesus, whom they called the Messiah. And up to this day in our histories, we have people who have totally given over their whole lives to this man, Jesus. We may really wonder how this happened, but probably conclude that they have become fanatical and ended up being killed as a result. It doesn't seem like a very pleasant thing to believe in this man. It seems to be very dangerous, in fact. Nowadays, in our own experience, believing in him seems to be an optional extra. We may believe in him or we may not. These are the bare facts that maybe most of the world may know. We may go around all through our life and never really go deeper into this story. It might just stay there at that. We may seem to be not really interested in any more than that. But is that enough? I don't think so. Going deeper, we learn that this is supposed to give meaning to our lives. And the times that we are most likely to look deeper is in times of trouble, especially approaching death. It generally or specifically comes down to a personal story. I have my story and you have yours. Now and again, if we were brought up in a home that had a bit of religion, like prayers being said, holy water, rosaries, rosary beads, and holy pictures on the walls of our homes, crosses and statues, we may have a foundation in a faith that, and we may mutter a prayer now and again as a result, and especially in troubled times. In the last few Sundays, we have been trying to direct our lives by being watchful and wise, and not too much seeking after material things, more things of God to seek for rather than things of the world. Because all material things cannot be taken with us, meaning we cannot take these things with us into our deaths. And that all seems very logical. We know that. Now, my personal experience taught me that because Christ says, "Come to me, all you who are overburdened," etc., etc., I feel that while knowing that, in myself I am not a strong character and definitely cannot get through life and this world all by myself. But in fact, I don't have to, because this man said it. "Give it over to me," in other words. And this is a great relief. You and I am not alone. In fact, we are safe. And this man is taking care of us and everything, meaning Jesus Christ. His followers, who became saints, often said this. In fact, they were the ones who knew that they were sinners deep down, yet they also knew they were forgiven. This to me is a great consolation, because the more I live, the more I realize what a sinner I am. "Have no fear, though," this is what Jesus is saying. "If I have no worries that I may make a mistake and really mess things up, yet this man is there helping me." Now that is personal. I love the story of the man who fell over a cliff, and on the way down he clung on to a branch of a tree, which miraculously was growing out of the cliff. And he was there with no hope of climbing back up, and no one is around to hear him. But yet he cries out to God, and he says, "Help me." Then a thundering voice roars down the valley and says, "I'll help, but you have to trust me." And the man says, "Of course I trust you, and thanks for answering me." Then that man says, "I haven't been so religious, you know, but now I believe." Well, the voice thunders again and says, "That is great, but are you sure you trust me?" "Of course," the man says. Then God says, "Okay, if you trust me, then let go of the branch." We don't know what the end is to this story and what happened to the man. What would you and I do in this situation? Would I trust God with my life and that He is King of heaven and earth, as we are told? If I could trust Him to let go of the branch, then He is my King. King of my whole life, and I really want to know Him. In a way, we have many such situations in our lives, and it's all a way of increasing our faith in the King of this world and of the next. Because we have our troubles, and we slowly learn to put our trust and confidence in the Lord. And finally, we do so in death. I believe many achieve this trust. I've watched many who were before their deaths, and there is this resignation in them, which tells me that they don't care, only they know that they are in safe hands. The hands of their King, who is Jesus Christ, whom we venerate today. Christ, King of the universe. May God bless you and help you to have a beautiful Sunday and also the coming week. And as we move in now to the last week of the year, the church year, we are looking forward to the beginning of Advent. But yet this week is remaining, and we live it to the full, knowing that Christ is our King. God bless you now, and this is me, Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, signing off and wishing you all of God's blessings.